Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day. We bless God for today, the 11th day of the month of December, year 2021. It is by grace of God we are alive. So I want you to thank God for the gift of life. I want you to thank God for His mercy and His protection over your life. I want you to appreciate the Lord for what God has done. I want you to thank the Lord for what He's doing. Just appreciate Him and worship Him. Appreciate Him and give Him glory. Say, Lord, I thank you because you are the Almighty. Lord, I thank you because you never fail. Lord, I thank you because you are God who does wonder. Lord, I thank you because you are great King. Lord, I thank you for provision, for protection. Lord, I thank you because of your hand of mercy. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you have been doing. Thank you for what you will do. Glory be to your name. Aha. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. If you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prayer Program. And this program comes between the hour of 12 midnight to 1 a.m. I must sincerely tell you that God has used this program to deliver a lot of people from different bondages. God has used this program to set some infirmity, to set it loose out of people's life. God has used this program to reconcile home and bring peace into the home. God has used this program to do a lot and a lot. I cannot count the testimony I receive every day of people that pray these prayers and the mighty power of God that comes upon their lives. Right the time they begin to pray, many give us testimony that when they are praying the prayer, the power of God enter into their life and the yoke of darkness is broken off. We thank God because this can only be God, and I know God is going to do it for you also in Jesus' name. Begin to appreciate the Lord and worship Him. Give Him the glory. Give Him the honor. Give Him the adoration. Give Him all praises. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Sing this song with me if you know the song. If you don't know the song, just learn it. We appreciate you. We appreciate you because of your agape love. We appreciate you. We appreciate you because of your agape love. We appreciate you. We appreciate you because of your agape love. We appreciate you. We appreciate you because of your agape love. Very simple song. We appreciate you. We appreciate you because of your agape love. We appreciate you. We appreciate you because of your agape, Lord. Agape love, we appreciate you. Oh yes, we appreciate you. Oh, because of your agape love, we appreciate you. Oh, we appreciate you. Because of your agape love. There are prayers we are going to pray now. Immediately you begin to pray these prayers, the power of God will begin to move around wherever you are. These are anointed prayers. These prayers are vomited by the Holy Ghost. So you need to pray and pray very well. Say, every darkness around me, disappear in the name of Jesus. Every darkness around me, disappear in the name of Jesus. Every darkness around me, disappear in the name of Jesus. Every darkness around me, disappear in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, any woman being flying in the night against me, crash land in the name of Jesus. Any woman being flying in the night against me, crash land in the name of Jesus. Any woman being flying in the night against me, crash land in the name of Jesus. Any woman being flying in the night against me, crash land in Jesus. Say, any woman being turning to animal to attack me in the night, be arrested in the name of Jesus. Any woman being turning to animal to attack me in the night, be arrested in the name of Jesus. Any woman being turning to animal to attack me in the night, be arrested in the name of Jesus. Any woman being turning to animal to attack me in the night, be arrested in Jesus' name. Pray, say, every coven of witchcraft where my case has been presented, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Every coven of witchcraft where my case has been presented, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Every coven of witchcraft where my case has been presented, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Every coven of witchcraft where my case has been presented, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Every coven of witchcraft where my case has been presented, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Every coven of witchcraft where my case has been presented, cast fire in Jesus' name. Pray, say, powers reporting me to local shrine, in the name of Jesus. Powers reporting me to local shrine, in the name of Jesus. Powers reporting me to local shrine, in the name of Jesus. Powers reporting me to local shrine, in Jesus' name. Say, powers waiting for the hours of the night. We prayed this prayer yesterday. We are praying it again. Powers waiting for the hours of the night to oppress me, in the name of Jesus. Powers waiting for the hours of the night to oppress me, in the name of Jesus. Powers waiting for the hours of the night to oppress me, in the name of Jesus. Powers waiting for the hours of the night to oppress me, in the name of Jesus. Powers waiting for the hours of the night to oppress me, in the name of Jesus. Powers waiting for the hours of the night to oppress me, in Jesus' name. We pray, say, every secret I need to know about where I am living, be revealed to me by fire, in the name of Jesus. Every secret I need to know about where I am living, be revealed to me by fire, in the name of Jesus. Every secret I need to know about where I am living, be revealed to me by fire, in Jesus' name. Say, every secret I need to know about the people living with me, be revealed to me by fire, in the name of Jesus. Every secret I need to know about the people living with me, be revealed to me by fire, in the name of Jesus. Every secret I need to know about the people living with me, be revealed to me by fire, in the name of Jesus. Every secret I need to know about the people living with me, be revealed to me by fire, in the name of Jesus. Every secret I need to know about the people living with me, be revealed to me by fire, in the name of Jesus. Every secret I need to know about the people living with me, be revealed to me by fire, in Jesus' name. Pray, every secret I need to know about my foundation, be revealed to me by fire, in the name of Jesus. Every secret I need to know about my foundation, be revealed to me by fire, in the name of Jesus. Every secret I need to know about my foundation, be revealed to me by fire, in the name of Jesus. Every secret I need to know about my foundation, be revealed to me by fire, in Jesus' name. Pray, something is going on there now. Every secret I need to know about the battle of my life, be revealed to me by fire, in the name of Jesus. Every secret I need to know about the battle of my life, be revealed to me by fire, in the name of Jesus. Every secret I need to know about the battle of my life, be revealed to me by fire, in Jesus' name. Pray, somebody may need to take time to pray this prayer, at least spend three minutes on each. Every secret I need to know about the problem I am facing now, be revealed to me by fire, in the name of Jesus. Every secret I need to know about the problem I am facing now, be revealed to me by fire, in the name of Jesus. Every secret I need to know about the problem I'm facing now, be revealed to me by fire, in the name of Jesus. Every secret I need to know about the problem I'm facing now, be revealed to me by fire, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, any strong man that has vowed to waste my life, you are a liar, in the name of Jesus. Any strong man that has vowed to waste my life, you are a liar, in the name of Jesus. Any strong man that has vowed to waste my life, you are a liar, in Jesus. Say, sickness planted into my blood in the dream, in the name of Jesus. Sickness planted into my blood in the dream, in the name of Jesus. Sickness planted into my blood in the dream, in Jesus' name we pray. Now I want you to pray this prayer very well. Say, arrow of asthma in my blood, go back to the sender, in the name of Jesus. Arrow of asthma in my blood, go back to the sender, go back to the sender, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, arrow of ulcer in my blood. Go back to the center in the name of Jesus. Arrow of Usa in my blood. Go back to the center. Go back to the center. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to pray very well now. Arrow of high blood pressure attacking my head. Go back to the center in the name of Jesus. Arrow of high blood pressure attacking my head. Go back to the center. Go back to the center. In Jesus' name we pray. Say arrow of infirmity troubling my destiny. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of infirmity, probably my destiny. Go back to the sender. Go back to the sender in Jesus' name. Pray. The Bible says, every tree that my heavenly Father has not planted, that is Matthew chapter 15, verse 13, shall be uprooted. Say this one. Say, anything that God has not planted in my life that has been planted by the devil, be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. Anything that God has not planted into my life that has been planted by the devil, be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. Anything that God has not planted into my life that have been planted by the devil, be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. Anything that God has not planted in my life that has planted by the devil, be uprooted by fire in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, all witches flying in the night to suck my blood. In the name of Jesus, all witches flying in the night to suck my blood. In the name of Jesus, all witches flying in the night to suck my blood. There, in the name of Jesus, all witches flying in the night to suck my blood. There, in the name of Jesus, all witches flying in the night to suck my blood. There, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, all witches flying in the night to eat my flesh. There, in the name of Jesus, all witches flying in the night to eat my flesh. There, in the name of Jesus, all witches flying in the night to eat my flesh. There, in the name of Jesus, all witches flying in the night to eat my flesh. There, in the name of Jesus, all witches flying in the night to eat my flesh. There, in the name of Jesus, all witches flying in the night to eat my flesh. There, in the mighty name of Jesus, all witches flying in the night to eat my flesh. There, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Listen to what the Bible says. The Bible says something that I want you to listen and also understand. The Bible says in Psalm 27, verse 1 and 2. Psalm 27, verse 1 and 2. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength. Is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemy and my foe, came up upon me to eat my flesh, they stumble and fall. So there are enemies that eat flesh. There are enemies that suck blood. Say, the wicked assigned to eat my flesh and suck my blood, you are in trouble. There, in the name of Jesus, the wicked assigned to eat my flesh and suck my blood, you are in trouble. There, in the name of Jesus, the wicked assigned to eat my flesh and suck my blood, you are in trouble. There, in the name of Jesus, the wicked assigned to eat my flesh and suck my blood, you are in trouble. There, in Jesus' name we pray. Somebody is receiving deliverance immediately as we are praying that prayer. All the hand of the wicked is being broken. I can see a lot of things going on in the realm of the spirit. There's a power of God delivering you now from the coven where you have been tied down. I can see some of your organ getting out from satanic port. You need to pray that prayer that I've given to you now. Pray very well. Spend about 10 minutes on that prayer. It's going to work wonders as you begin to pray. You will notice a lot of things going on. You will notice the sickness in your body disappearing immediately. You will notice that you are perfectly okay because they will release you by force. The Bible says, right from the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence and the violent men take it by force. I pray that God will deliver you completely in the name of Jesus Christ. Yesterday, I was talking about the danger of eating the dream. And I told you about some of this assignment that the enemy used to perpetrate when there is what we call eating a dream. I told you that eating a dream will always bring 50 major evil assignments into the life of people. Eating the dream is for a purpose. When you start eating the dream constantly, a lot of evil begin to happen. I gave you about 30 things that can happen to a man when you begin to eat in the dream regularly. underline the word regularly. When you are eating the dream, if you eat it occasionally, once in whether once in 3 months, we may say, okay, it is not like this, but you still deal with it because it's not good. It's not that you eat it once in 3 months and you say you are okay. No, it's still not good. But if it's now regularly, that is worst. That is terrible. You must deal with it very well. When you are eating in the dream regularly, all those things I've mentioned yesterday, my broadcast, will always happen. I gave you about 10 things that will always, 30 things that will always happen. And I want to give you the remaining one now. Number 31, it will introduce stagnancy into the life of failure. Number 32, if somebody is eating the dream, it will introduce the spirit of bedwetting. If somebody is eating the dream, it will convert the body of the body to a zoo where satanic animal will be swimming. And that is why people say there's something moving in my body. Something is moving in my body. Something is moving in my body. Why? Because you are constantly eating the dream. And what you have eaten in the dream has now converted your body to zoo and brought air strange animals to torment you. When you are eating the dream constantly, it will recruit a person into another water world. When you are eating the dream constantly, there will be a strange altar building in that system. You will see an altar of darkness erecting in that very particular body. You need to know it will alter the system of the body. It will affect the system of the body. It will be strange altar inside that body. When you are eating the dream is like a weapon of the enemy that will not make people to prosper. When you are eating the dream, it will program evil someone into that life. When you are eating the dream constantly will capture the person's soul. When you are eating the dream constantly, it will destroy good things in that life. When you are eating the dream constantly, it will bring disappointment. When you want to go for interview, immediately you eat in the dream, that interview will not work because they have seen that interview and they have altered, they have destroyed. When you are eating in the dream, it will drain the blood of people. That is why you see people say they are getting leaner every day, and they will go to hospital. They will say they cannot see what is going on. We have tested you. We don't know what is going on. We don't know what is happening to you. Why? Because that fellow has been constantly eating the dream. When someone is eating the dream constantly, if he does not deal with it, it can kill the person. When you are eating the dream constantly, it gives the enemy access into your organ, the organs of your body. When you are eating the dream constantly, it can become an instrument of abortion. When you are eating the dream constantly, it can develop to a fibroid. When you are eating the dream constantly, it will always make you to have some strange illness that medication cannot handle. When you are eating the dream constantly, it can bring somebody to square one. It can bring somebody back to square one. When you are eating the dream constantly, it will make somebody to be led into error. When you are eating the dream constantly, it will bring the life of that fellow under satanic constant attack. When you are eating the dream constantly, it will make that life to be a slave to wicked power. When you are eating the dream constantly, it will identify you as one of the agents that must be attacked. When you are eating the dream constantly, it will bring instrument of oppression into your life. Beloved, eating the dream becomes a very terrible thing when it becomes constant thing. You need to deal with it aggressively. That is why we are here. I pray for you that as you begin to pray now, every yoke of eating the dream shall be broken. Every yoke of eating the dream shall scatter. Every poison programmed into your life through eating the dream shall be flushed out. Every satanic animal that has entered into your body to destroy the organs of your body, they shall find their way out in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you are now, confess your sin unto the Lord. Tell the Lord to have mercy. Tell the Lord to deliver you. Tell the Lord that you need his intervention. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Get a bottle of water. If you don't have a bottle of water, get a bottle of oil. Father, I pray unto the bottle of water and the bottle of oil, let the anointing of the Holy Ghost enter into them. Let the power of deliverance enter into them. Let the fire of God enter into this oil and this water. As you drink this oil and this water, there shall be deliverance in Jesus' name. Now drink it. Say this one. Say, every evil I have eaten in the dream, get out of my life. In the name of Jesus, every evil thing that I've eaten the dream, get out of my life. Get out of my life. In Jesus' name, pray. Why can't you anoint your chest? Say, every evil thing that has entered into my body in the dream, get out of my life. In the name of Jesus, every evil thing that has entered into my body in the dream, get out of my life. Get out. In Jesus' name, pray. Anoint your head now. Say, stronghold of darkness attacking my destiny, scatter. In the name of Jesus, stronghold of darkness attacking my destiny, scatter. In Jesus' name, pray. Anoint your stomach. You will shout loud and clear. Say, arrow fire into my body through eating the dream. Go back to your sender arrow fired to my body through eating the dream. Go back to your sender. Go back to your sender. Go back to your sender. In Jesus' name, pray. I pray that the Lord will anoint you. Your hands shall be blessed. Your legs shall be blessed. Your glory shall be covered with favor in the name of Jesus Christ. Raise your prayer request. Oh, Father, we pray that this request shall be answered. The power of God shall fall upon this request, and there will be testimony in Jesus' name. I pray for as many people looking for the fruit of the womb, the Lord will bless you with testimony. You have your wonderful testimony, and you're going to have your twins, triplets in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who have not yet to marry, those who have not married, and you have reached the age to get married, the yoke of darkness upon your life shall be broken. I command you to be free from that captivity in Jesus' name. We pray. I can see somebody getting out of that captivity now. You have 49 years this year, and you have not married. The yoke has been broken now. La kete pori muske payabala le karibu rukusenteya la kagaliku prabu. Thank you, Father. I pray for as many people who have one need or the other be touched by fire. Are you expecting a document? Be released by fire. Do you want to travel to somewhere? I cover you with the blood of Jesus Christ. Are you going for interview? God shall go with you. There shall be greater testimony in Jesus' name. Pray. That man, I pray for you right now. You are hearing my voice from the prison. I command you now, within the next 7 days, you shall be delivered from that prison. The power of God will pull you out. God will raise help for you. And all the documents will be signed. And you get out of that place. In Jesus' name we pray. But mind you, when you get out, don't sin again. Don't commit what you have committed again. Go and begin to reconcile before God, and God will have mercy upon you. The mighty hand of God is upon many people, and there's a great deliverance going on. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Beloved, you want to get across to us, send information to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close, 7th Avenue, Fextac Town. And I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. Don't forget, read Psalm 91. Take your time to praise God, and you will see wonders. God bless you in Jesus' name.